All right, this is technically episode 70 of Our Modern Heritage, the Home and Family Culture Podcast, and I'm your host, Jody Chafee. I say technically because last week I would have put out episode 70, but my website had crashed, and I'm behind on my recordings, so I was not able to post my episode. But instead, I did go on to Facebook Live, and I posted an episode ish there, and I also posted it onto YouTube, and you can go check that out on my Facebook page at facebook.com/familyculturepodcast, and you can always follow me on there, and I plan on doing some more Facebook Lives in the future, so make sure you go and follow that and like my page so that you can always are always up to date on my latest live posts. And you can also follow me on my Instagram, instagram.com/familyculturepodcast. I'm going to start posting there more frequently as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is my 70th episode, like I mentioned, and I started this podcast 2.5 years ago in the hopes of figuring out what my family needed in order to thrive. And I knew that there was something amiss because our family had no idea what we were doing. My husband and I, Michael and I, we were really kind of lost. And this episode is going to be the first of 3 parts where I talk about our story. So I want to go back to the beginning. Back in 2009, Michael and I were what you would say is caught between a rock and a hard place. I can't begin to describe for you the devastation, the frustration, the shame that we were experiencing back in 2009. I had just had our first baby, and I was on maternity leave from a bank teller. I was a bank teller at the time. And it was a job that I'd taken just because we had recently moved to Northern Virginia in Fairfax to live near Washington, D.C. We felt like it was the right place to go. We felt like we'd been inspired to move there so that Michael could go to school at George Mason University to get his Master's of Public Administration, because he has a passion and a love for public policy and government and history, and he could go on for days about founding fathers and the founding of our nation. And so that's why we decided that moving to Northern Virginia was the right thing to do. But if you take note of the year 2009, we actually moved there in 2008, and this was in the heart of the recession. So I was on leave from my job because Michael was not able to find a job. And we struggled because I was a bank teller, like, I don't make a ton of money, right? And I was also having a baby, and Michael was a student doing his graduate program, and he hadn't found a job. So on my maternity leave, I'd actually requested an extension of my maternity leave because I so badly did not want to return to my job. And we were walking around this shopping center with our baby in a stroller, and it was an outdoor walking, you know, shopping center. We liked to go. It had a fun atmosphere and ambiance, you know, and we just liked to spend time there. And we were talking about the prospects of our future because we were basically saying that I was going to have to go back to work because Michael still could not find a job, and he was taking his classes, and, you know, we felt like we were doing the right thing, and we wanted to be there because Michael had had an internship on the Hill and he loved it, and he was kind of counting on being able to use that experience to get a job, and it just wasn't happening because I believe because of the recession and because there was just a lot going on, and he wasn't able to find anything. And we were walking around the shopping center and talking about this prospect that I would have to go back to work. And I was literally sobbing in this public place. I was so upset. I was angry. I was ashamed. I was frustrated. I was just beside myself because I knew that I needed to be home with my baby and I did not want to have to go back to that job. I didn't enjoy it. I hated it. And I just didn't want it. I was just beside myself. And I remember I felt so bad because this family that, you know, you could tell they just loved that we had a new baby and that we were a brand new family. And they were just, they walked by and were like, oh, congratulations on your new baby. We're so happy for you. And I mean, total strangers, but they were being so sweet and so kind. And I just tried so hard not to even look at them. I was crying. I was upset. I was trying to wipe away and hide that I was crying and upset, and because they were being so nice. And I felt so bad because after, you know, I just ignored them basically. It was like, yes, thank you. Thank you. And just hiding my face. So they just kept moving. And it was like, man, I totally just missed an opportunity to like talk to these people and maybe make friends or I don't know what, but you know, they just moved on and I ignored them and I felt so bad for them because I was so upset and we had no future. I mean, Michael was going to finish his degree. We knew that much. And so we had hopes that after getting his graduate degree, he would have that to leverage to be able to find jobs. But in the meantime, I was supposed to go back to work. I hated that idea. I was on maternity leave. I'd asked for an extension because I so badly wanted, and we were praying and begging the Lord to send Michael a job. And it was like the last day that was on my maternity leave. I swear I was supposed to go back to work like the following Monday. And a friend of ours was going on maternity leave and told Michael that if he worked for this particular temp agency, that they would specifically request him to come and cover her maternity leave. And that is how he got a job. It was a miracle and a blessing. And I'm so thankful that he was able to get that job because it allowed me to stay home with my baby and take care of her. But it was still just the beginning of our journey. Over the next 7 years, we experienced so I can't even describe that. Yes, it was a blessing that Michael was able to get that job. But he was underemployed. It was the kind of work that he, you know, he was basically like a receptionist type of job. But he also did more than that all on his own. He was responsible to manage this company's finances, and he was able to balance their credit card statements and all this stuff, and he managed their contacts with congressmen and other lobbying offices and things like that so that he could help their company maintain, you know, good relationships with these people. And, you know, he did a good job, but it was like there was no upward mobility unless he went back to school and got more schooling. Okay. During this time, we were already accruing all kinds of student debt because while he was working, his college education was ridiculously expensive, and living in Northern Virginia was ridiculously expensive, and we were also growing our family. We ended up having 4 kids over the course of those 7 years, and there was just a lot going on, And it's also really hard on a man who feels like he's not providing for his family. And I mean, I don't know if you're a husband or a wife that's listening to this, but it's really hard to watch a man go through that kind of self-loathing and a shame of feeling like he can't provide for his family. And it was very heartbreaking. And so Michael worked for that company that this friend that ended up going on maternity leave, and she knew she wasn't going back to work, so she put in her notice, and they hired Michael to stay there full-time. So he worked there for 4 years, and then we hit another wall because this job just wasn't enough. He was underemployed, he was underpaid, and he wasn't going to go back to school and get, you know, spend more time in the city or, you know, doing classes and working, because that's what he did for his graduate degree, you know, spending 2 hours commuting back and forth to work and then taking classes at night. And then to have to do that again for another like 3 years was just awful sounding to us. And so he needed to find something else. Well, so another miracle came along. He was able to, you know, another friend of ours said, "Hey, well, I'm looking for somebody to work for my company." And so that was the one option that we had to change directions. And so we took it. And that ended up being kind of a hard situation because it was commission-based work. And so Michael ended up working crazy hours doing the work. And I mean, it was a blessing because he was making some pretty good money. But we still felt an emptiness and also a lack of direction. Because like I said, Michael really loved policy and government and history, and so just taking a job just for the sake of having a job just wasn't enough. It wasn't fulfilling. But we didn't know what else to do. We had no other options. We had nowhere to go. So about 3 years ago, this company that his friend hired him for transferred him to Richmond. And so we were able to move to Richmond. And that's when I started my podcast, because I knew that I needed to find answers for our family to figure out what has been missing in this journey. Because, you know, like I mentioned on my Facebook Live, you go and watch it, and I'll just tell you now too that we did start out our marriage with a solid sense of our values. You know, Michael and I have a lot in common. We have similar backgrounds and we share the same faith. So we have a solid foundation of our core values, you know. And so when we found ourselves after, you know, 8 years of living in Northern Virginia, feeling so lost, so desperate for figuring out where we should go, I just wanted to know what's going on. What is missing? And how do we get our family to thrive? How do we get our family to get out of survival mode, basically? And because, you know, when you go through these kinds of things where you have so much stress, so much anxiety, I mean, for that 8 years we lived in Northern Virginia, we experienced our lowest lows and our deepest blues. And, you know, we experienced what depression is. We experienced what anxiety is. We experienced what shame and loneliness, true loneliness really is. Because we just never really felt like it was home. We never really connected or felt like we belonged. And we didn't have any family. And I even had a major falling out with someone, the closest person to me in my whole life. And so I didn't even have her to lean on. And it just felt like more and more God was like disconnecting us from any sense of belonging or purpose. And And we were just lost. And I want to say that we figured it out in Northern Virginia, but we didn't. We always felt lost. We always, we fell deeper and deeper into depression and debt and frustration. And then we moved to Richmond and I was able to start this podcast. And I've been able to learn that there's so much more to having a thriving family culture than just sharing our values and getting clear on those values. And so for the next two episodes, I'm going to be talking more about what I learned, because I want to be clear about, you know, why I'm doing this, why I want you to follow me along in this journey, and what I hope to help you accomplish from this journey, because there is so much more to what I'm learning and so much more that I want to offer. And the end result is that I want you to be able to have an intentional family culture, because that is what I am learning how to do. And it's so much more than just having shared values as a family. And there's a lot that goes into it. It's our values. It's, you know, having healthy habits. It's getting our finances straightened out so that we have less stress. Because, you know, that was a big part of it. Like the amount of stress that we've been experiencing has been just astronomical. I mean, I've never known so much stress in my life. And we've struggled with our coping mechanisms that we've had. You know, I get, you know, just angry or sad, or, you know, just the anxiety, turning to food or media for comfort and things like that. And that's been our struggle to overcome these things. And those things impact our family culture, because every family has a culture, whether by design or by default. And we thought in the beginning of our marriage that we had a design because we had shared values. But that's just the beginning. And now I'm beginning to understand that there's so much more to it. And that's what I want to share with you. And so for the next two more episodes, I'll be sharing more about what it takes to have a thriving family culture, to go from default to designed and have an intentional family culture that is living for a purpose, and you know who you are and your identity is clear and you have a direction where you're going and what you stand for. So stay tuned for the next two episodes. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Podcasts or whatever, wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to come and follow along on my journey on Instagram. Like I said, it's Family Culture Podcast is my handle on Instagram. And I will be posting things on my YouTube as well. That's, you can search me on YouTube and at Jody Chafee on YouTube. So come find me and follow my journey and learn how you can have an intentional family culture. Because Mother Teresa said, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. Thanks for listening.